Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, from the summer White House in the state of Maine. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, and we are on technically, I'm going to call this day two of the Odyssey to the Downeast region of the great state of Maine. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we talked about here in the House before we started the week was the lack of showers.
It was frightening. Mm-hmm.
We have a total of eight human beings that are in this house, soon to be nine. Mm-hmm. And we have one
someone
shower.
With child.
No.
So,
no.
Oh, Shannon's coming. Shannon. That's right.
I'm going to cop to it that I am on day two here in the house, and I have not showered yet.
Let's go.
Now, hold on a second. I tried this morning.
Yes.
When I came downstairs and I went down and I saw the shower was being occupied, and I came out, and that's when RJ looked at me and said, "It's your daughter."
No.
And that was my morning greeting.
I believe how I saw this is like Rashomon. We all have a different take of how the scene went down.
Yes.
I saw you come down the steps. I said, "Good morning."
Right.
And you said, "S word."
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, very
because
good.
There was someone in the bathroom.
Now, who set up? Take me through the whole showering thing, because yesterday I did not. I'm used to being in this house where really showers are encouraged every other day.
Which is that why the
not daily showers? We don't have the we don't have the facilities for
and
them.
I'm thinking that
or the septic facilities.
I know that it's going to be in the middle 50s overnight tonight.
Yes.
And one would think in the middle 50s one would shut windows, but
right.
With the every other shower day thing.
Yes.
I think maybe the windows stay open.
Yes.
Good
just
idea.
Did you shower last night, Mark?
I did, and that was my first shower in 2 days.
Okay, so first shower in 2 days.
Yes.
But did you shower back at the hotel?
Not on the day we left.
Okay, so that doesn't count. So you're still, so everybody. So am I to understand, hold on, just as we get this, am I to understand that everybody showered in this house yesterday except for me?
Well, I took the infamous bath. Yesterday.
Oh, wait a minute. You took a bath?
No, you took
the
infamous
bath. Yeah, I had two baths.
Now, hold
yesterday.
On. If you took a bath and didn't use the shower,
right,
then you're in the clear.
But I used the shower this morning. I was the first. I did it before anybody got
technically
up.
Technically, you used the shower once in two
One
days.
Time.
You're in the clear.
Cool.
Whose idea was it to come up with the infamous shower list?
It was the children's.
It was me.
Actually, Oscar and the children.
Yeah, it was really me.
I think we should make a list or something.
Do we have the shower list? Is it still on the door?
It's still on the door.
RJ's going to go check and see
Well, I think the catalyst came from the active side of the group, which would be myself and your two daughters.
I'm really, really happy that you're running every day. There goes
so
RJ.
When you're active and you exercise...
Uh-huh.
You must shower
on a
daily basis.
Even if you're sedentary, you should shower.
Yeah, that's true.
So would this be the shower list that was started this morning?
No, that's a shower list from yesterday.
And I have to ask, did you hire a calligrapher for that? Because that is beautiful.
I see Catherine with a check mark, RJ with a check mark.
I never checked my
Buzz
name off
with
that.
A check mark next to bath.
Yes.
That was from yesterday.
And so you did not take a shower.
I did, but I took a shower this morning, but I refused to go along with this list because it's silly and pointless.
You know what?
Just like strolling.
Who's moving their microphone around?
RJ.
RJ was moving around.
Stop doing that. All right, here we go. Here's the shower list.
Yay.
Oh, no.
Shower list is history.
Good. How dare you?
The shower list is not going to work.
And I was not checked off, but I showered yesterday and scrubbed.
See, it is
everywhere.
Working.
Except your feet.
And why is the Jew last on that list?
I think you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you put yourself last?
No. That was Oscar's list.
But you showered yesterday.
It. First the Sabbath, last the shower.
So you showered yesterday.
Last night.
You showered yesterday.
Yes, I did, and I cleaned my feet after that wonderful picture.
You showered yesterday.
I need to shower again today, though.
You showered. Well, you know, technically, he is running over 2 miles.
Why doesn't he run to a shower then?
This is true. RJ showered yesterday, but I know it doesn't matter because I've got dibs on showering today.
Yes, you do.
And I think really you'll all appreciate it.
Yes, we will.
Especially when you hear my story.
Shouldn't we both? Should we not both shower before our field trip?
Yes, we should
together
before we go to Rooster Brothers. Rob and I are the two fat ladies. We'll be cooking. We'll be cooking dinner for the group tonight.
Yes. Established that yesterday.
I decided last night that we'll get to it because we have to start the show.
Oh, we do.
So the order. Let's get the order of the showering today.
Right.
As soon as the show is over today.
Yes.
I'm in there.
Okay.
I will be in there. Who's next? Who wants to take one
I'm
after
going
me?
This afternoon because we're going to go play tennis after.
Okay, so you're going to go play
tennis.
Then
I will follow you since we have to have our afternoon open.
Okay, very good.
Will you shave?
Well, most definitely.
Not me.
Who's next?
Each
who
other?
Else wants to...
stop it.
Oh, you can't. You took a shower yesterday.
Oh, okay.
No one is jumping in. I figured.
I would like RJ to shower.
All right.
I would like RJ. I would like RJ to remain in his blue camouflage pants.
Hey.
But please shower.
Aren't those lovely?
They really are. What pajamas. Is? Where does it? Where does
Mark? Are you
going
to be able to go a day without?
Without showering?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. So Mark is a day without. Rob, do you need to shower?
I don't need anything.
Okay. So we've got
all I need is you.
The running man over there. He gets a shower because he's active. Buzz, are you going
to? I'm clean.
Buzz has already showered.
Set for the day.
I'm in agreement with RJ. So he'll go 2 days in a row.
Okay. All right.
So are we set?
So yeah. I'll skip.
So that little rule about every other day is completely out the effing
window. It's 50-50.
Really?
Yes.
So all I don't know where about, do I shower or do I not shower?
If you don't feel like it because you're bald, you don't need to shower.
Don't do it.
Oh, that's you're bald. No, that's not.
That really not that's not the really issue. The you know, it's not my head that smells.
Oh God, that's nasty. That's making me throw up. Start the show.
Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
It's just a job, really, you know, something to keep me moving. My real passion is my hobby.
Really? What's that?
I work with retards.
Isn't that a little politically, incorrect?
Well, the hell with that. No one's going to tell me who I can and can't work with, right?
No, I mean...
We got this one kid, Mongo. He's got a forehead like a drive-in movie theater, but he's a good so we don't bust his chops too much. So one day, Mongo gets out of his cage.
But they keep him in a cage?
Well, it's just an enclosure.
No, but they keep him confined.
Right, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, that's what I said. So I went out and I got him a leash.
A leash?
Yeah, one of those ones you can hook onto the clothesline, and he can run back and forth, and there's plenty of room for him to dig and play. That kid is really, he's really blossomed.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Mike.
Everybody should go to a Rush concert.
Like today?
Because they start with this. Cool. And when they started with this, I was so thrilled that concert started that way.
I'd love to see it.
And did you leave shortly after the concert started?
I like concert endings and beginnings.
Yes.
Normally don't stay for the endings, so that means I only stay for the beginning.
Is this the concert where Jeff Shamrock threw up?
Yes, it is. I'm glad you remember that.
And I want to say hi to my friend Jeff Shamrock.
We are live from the Summer White House in beautiful scenic Hancock County, Maine, up here on beautiful Frenchman's Bay, as we have a workation that we are bringing you on the Mike O'Mara Show. We are delighted to have you with us today.
Hi.
We are over 14 million downloads, and our show today is brought to you by Clores Perry Mitchell. Medical malpractice happens even at military facilities. KPM, they are experienced, passionate representation, and they are passionate about this show. And you know what? When we have partnerships with advertisers, we're real proud of it when they're book learned like these lawyers are.
Oh, it's like looking in a mirror when I speak to this client.
We like to associate with smart people.
Are terrific. And what they want to do and what their goal is to help anybody that might be freaked out about some malpractice that's happened to them. A lot of times when people say, man, I really don't like what happened. I don't think that's right. And somebody got messed up and I've been dealing with medical bills and all this. And they're afraid to see a lawyer about it because they really think that anytime they even breathe about malpractice, that it's going to immediately affect their checkbook.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. You'll talk to a professional at KPM, not an operator, and all the conversations are free. So you're going to get a complete idea of what's going on. And if you have a case, you might be blown away by the fact that these guys will say, we think you've got an amazing case here. We're going to take you on. But really, if you think that you have been done wrong, please, please, please talk to Clores Perry Mitchell. KPM, other firms send their toughest cases there, and they are a huge firm that have the resources to take on big defendants. You always hear it's a money game when it comes to all of these major litigations. Clores Perry Mitchell can help you. They got 30 years of service to the community, and here's their phone number, 202-628-8100 or clores.com for more information. Remember now that each case is unique. Case results depend on various factors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Scott Perry, attorney at law, and we want to thank Scott and give him a round of applause for supporting the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Scott.
Nice fella.
Help him out, and not that he needs help, but he wants to help you. So please check him out. And he loves the show, and he wanted to advertise on the show, and we want to support them as well. On the program today, We are electronically obsessed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's really scary.
It is day number two, and while I am delighted with the way everybody is getting along, and I am having a very relaxed time up here, I'm just about up to here with the electronics.
Damn that traffic.
We're
going
to talk about that. Our first field trip to Bar Harbor, we will do that. Today we will introduce a new segment that will be a daily segment on the show.
Oh,
when we're up in Maine, it's called Grade the Guest.
Ooh.
And I will offer a grade. In fact, I think maybe we can all offer grades, and maybe we can discuss the grades.
Fine. And is it objective or subjective? Do we offer explanations?
It's totally subjective.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you are on the receiving end of a bad grade, okay. you can defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel that another house guest is getting too high a grade, you can you can say no.
You
I don't believe
contest.
That. And what it is, I've got my thoughts. I will open the discussion up. I believe.
Okay.
We've already established what will be the bulk of the show today, and then we can move on. So today it's Grade the Guest,
right?
And we'll see how everybody did yesterday.
Wonderful.
I like lobster.
Yes,
but it doesn't like me.
Sorry to hear that.
I can't imagine that's the truth.
Right, it's a rich food.
We'll get to that in a second here. Oscar's training my daughter, and very excited about that with the runs that they're doing every single day.
That's right. And now, I don't know if you know this, but Elizabeth now does 3 podcasts.
It's very, very exciting. And a new woman arrives tonight. So we'll talk about that. And how's the no TV going? We are on our second full day without any telly whatsoever.
Yeah.
But that gets me back to the original. Let's start with that.
Okay.
We are just, where would we be without our electronics? I mean, it is just, I don't think we're a necessarily overly youthful group.
No.
And we are, all of us, to a man, we are completely and totally attached to our electronic devices.
A blessing
devices.
And a curse, though, and I'll tell you
a
why.
Total, because, when I'm up yes. here, a total curse.
Well, I know it's not a total curse because the reason that we're up here is because we can do the show.
Right.
And the reason we can do the show is because of the electronics.
Now, wait a minute, but that's a totally different deal.
He's talking about personal electronics.
I'm talking
personal
about,
use.
Look, you take it, there is the, from noon on yesterday, there was nothing really, in my humble opinion, that had anything to do with the show. We had people checking Facebook. We had people checking their telephones.
Electronic mail. Yeah.
Email. We had people getting the little, instead of just going out and buying a record, which we used to do 150 years ago, we're hooking all our Sirius satellite into the system, and then we're doing...
Wasn't it great?
Yes, it was. I'm not going to slam it. I mean,
no.
I'm as guilty as the next person. I mean, I've got my stuff charging upstairs right now.
You are how old? 50?
I'm 53.
And you've been coming up to this house for all 53 of those years.
Absolutely.
And isn't it great that you are still in this house, you're still looking at that bay, you're
right.
still in the same construction house,
but
it's better because now you can listen to the music, and now it allows, it gives more free time for us to socialize.
I felt like we're in a time machine yesterday. I feel, it's strange because there's a parallel between the electronics and the afternoon we had yesterday where we were listening to like old timey music and you were referencing your family, and this is what they probably listened to when they used to be out here.
The difference between, there was a period of time when, and it was a very short period of time, where you really would feel completely out of touch here.
Right.
Because we still kind of relied on newspapers. Mm-hmm. Or the radio to get our news. And if you didn't have a good signal down here and you weren't getting newspaper service, now we all have our little electronic devices that have everything. Our smartphones alone.
The news right
now. You can look at, I woke up this morning, first thing I did was went to Google and Yahoo News and went, just to see if anything's going on. That's where it's changed.
Was there anything going on?
Nothing.
That's what I thought.
Could you do without it? If you were up here and for some, what if we left all our phones locked in a cabinet?
At one point last night, I sat looking around the living room, and everybody had their nose in their smartphones.
However, there was also an extended period when everybody was playing the name game, which is something we could have done 100 years ago.
Yes, that's true. What I will tell you is that I think that, and I've always believed this, that people have become overly communicative. Where it's
sure.
too much communication.
I think I can see that.
Not
you
me.
Know, and it's like...
I'm just lonely and glad to be in touch with people.
it's funny. And at one point, I came back downstairs last night when it was you, Mark, and RJ. And
wrestling.
They were talking.
it's kind of
the boss scenario. Because they hear footsteps coming down. And maybe they recognize Mike because I hear...
And then it stops.
And I get down to the bottom, and there's like,
Really?
Oh, no, they're all looking at me. Let me finish.
The reason the laughter stopped is Mark spoke.
No. Thank you, Rob.
And then I look, and as soon as I walk into the room, they were all talking and laughing, and then they're all noses in the
What's up with that?
Electronic. And didn't I say at that point that I was going to get a basket?
Yes.
Yes.
And you collect everybody's collection.
We have a basket here today.
But then again, I realized if I do that, I'll have to take my own, and I don't want to do
This is true.
Well,
but we are a slave. If you hit the grid like so many of these terrorists want to do,
right?
It would seem to me if you knock that out, I mean, we're going to be clueless. Mm-hmm. We don't read maps anymore. We don't know how to get from point A to point B.
How's that?
Without our GPS.
And sometimes with our GPS.
With our GPS. Yes.
Well, we lost the signal.
Everything I realize now, and I'm just as bad. I'm not saying I'm against it because I'm just as guilty as everybody else.
What
but
if
everything
we,
I do is the same way.
What if we go dark after Friday's show?
Go dark after Friday's show.
And no one's allowed to leave. Buzz, you need to stay an extra day. We all have to sit and look at each other with nothing that involves Wi-Fi.
You know,
or the checkers. Yeah.
You know, the funny thing, I'm at the airport and at the Portland International Jetport.
Jetport, yeah. Mike.
They have a wonderful little display that has both the local weather radar, and then it morphs onto a screen that shows the incoming flights and tracks the incoming flights.
Sure.
And I go over and I sit there and I decide I don't want to walk the 20 feet and keep getting up and getting down. And I download an app, Flight Tracker app.
And yes, it does it.
And I'm looking at the exact same thing. And I'm sitting there literally watching my daughter's flight in the air with my smartphone. And it just, the technology really, I guess, I don't want to sound like an old fart, but it still blows me away.
Do you think you are more sensitive to being annoyed by the technology because of our locale?
Because we're here.
Yeah, because up here, it's just amazing to see everybody going.
Yesterday, the clock radio that's in my room, I've never actually seen this. It's a weather radio with a weather alert.
You used to have them all the time because we had a lot of boats up here and we're all nautical and we want to know. And you guys saw what we have out there with the fog.
So I'm laying there and I'm about to call Shannon and say goodnight, and it goes off like an alarm. And it just starts blaring this weather alert.
Severe weather
alert. All right, let's do the communication thing.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go around the room. We'll start with Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
Rob Spiewak, yesterday, total conversations, calls to your wife yesterday.
Phone call, I listened to her 3 times. Called the kids once, Carrie 3 times.
I was in the car with Rob when one of those
You've seen
happened.
It.
I can tell you that. But Rob, that is the truest thing in the world. When Rob has a conversation with his wife, he goes, hi. And that's it. That's the only word that he said.
Here, yeah.
But if anyone wants to know what's going on at the outlet store, I'll tell you, because I got the whole damn thing. three calls to the wife. No, and I take it back. 3 calls to the wife, 2 calls to the kids.
Okay, so total of 5.
5 phone calls.
Pretty, you might be the clear leader. Mr. Santana.
I'll look at my call log. So you can go to Buzz real quick. And
oh, he's not even able to. How about you use the brain and remember how many phone conversations
I talked
you
to
had.
Work 5 times.
Okay.
That's about right.
At least.
All right.
And then I talked to Todd once. And I talked to Shannon 4 times.
Hi, Todd.
4 times. So the leader is now
Todd?
Oscar Santana.
How many? Todd.
Hi, Todd.
I think just only 2 calls for me yesterday, both to home.
Very good. Yeah. Buzz Burbank.
How about that?
There he is.
Mark Ronick.
I would say probably 2 calls as well. My wife was not happy about that.
2 calls and 2 calls for me.
There you go. So I have the most calls.
Two calls for me yesterday. Yeah. Yesterday. So the winner is Oscar Santana.
Hey, what about Diaz?
Diaz. Yeah, I'm sorry. Diaz, what did you do?
I made 1 phone call. Actually, I received 1 phone call from my son.
Just 1 call.
Oh, that's too bad.
Who did you call at 3:30 in the morning this morning?
Nobody. I was outside taking pictures.
Hey, I'm glad to know that your son called. Were you able to get that bail money to him?
He's okay. He's safe.
He's safe.
He's okay.
He's in the care of the state.
He's okay.
That's funny, Mike.
Yes, it is.
And you're a good judge of that.
So, well, anyway. Yeah, you know, I think, Robbie, I think you're spot on with it. I think one of the reasons I react to it is because we're up here, and, you know, I remember when record players were a big deal.
You still have a turntable
in
there.
We do have a turntable in there, one of the old ones. All right, moving on. Yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, was our very first field trip, and delightfully so, everybody participated.
You know what I loved is that it went crazy.
Get crazy, get wild.
We had ice cream.
Is that a picture of us up here in Maine? God, that looks like one of the, you know, if you went into one of those boardwalk old-time antique photographs. That would be our Ustream photo.
The madam, the madam will be out in a moment.
Yeah, it looks like Instagram, doesn't
see,
it?
See, pan a little bit to the left so they can see the wallpaper hanging off the wallpaper, RJ.
You know, Mike, yeah, I've come around on this. I've come around on this wallpaper. Yes. I really like it.
There you go.
That's nice.
It is.
The way it's coming off, you could take it home with you.
Yes,
very exciting. That is so perfect. That's the room that we're broadcasting from.
Yes.
And now everybody can see, the Ustreamers can see it, so we're delighted to have you with us. Our first field trip yesterday was over to Bahaba.
Bar Harbor,
Maine.
Bar Harbor.
And it occurred to me, and I include my daughters as part of the gang.
Oh, they're great.
And part of the cool group, that having a room full and house full of guys is kind of cool, because going to like a little shopping town is just like, we got to the shopping town, went to an ice cream place, and then all said, we'll see you in an hour.
That's right.
And everybody was back on the hour.
We shopped the way guys shop.
We were done.
Which was
really
not shopping.
Right.
We said 3 o'clock, and they said, well, maybe let's do 3:30. So, no, let's meet at 3 o'clock. Then we can add a half hour. And we were all done at 2:15.
So, I would like to get your impressions, gentlemen, of the, you know, major tourist haunt here in the region is Bar Harbor. What do you think?
I can quote Mark Ronick.
Okay.
He said, Jesus, another Christmas store?
Yeah. There's got to be six of those things.
It's quaint.
I've got something.
Okay.
It's like Rehoboth Beach without the beach.
Or the
waves. And it's more expensive.
And fog.
Okay. All right. Very good.
The ice cream was great. That ice cream you've been talking about, that coconut macadamia white chocolate ice cream.
Ben and Bill's.
Worth the trip. And by the way, Trip Affleck posted this. It's true. Ben and Bill friends. No one's buying it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think Ben and Bill.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
But the lobster's
amazing.
No, they're
just partners.
They make fudge.
Yes. Now, the lobster, you found yourself to...
I did. I had a lobster roll, and I had some fantastic blueberry ice cream, and it was really incredible. But the town itself, very, very nice. I mean, there's nothing bad you can say about it. It's just very upscale. It's an upscale beach town, and that's really about it.
Did you guys notice some of the clientele that was in yesterday? A little bit.
Really?
Did you overhear anybody?
I did not.
I saw some
clientele that might have killed a dragon's heart.
What does that mean?
The other ethnic bed we sometimes play, the Asian bed.
Yes. Oh, really?
Yes, yeah, I saw some of that running around.
There was I've seen before here.
That.
It's not really a cruise ship, but it is a cruise ship.
Yes.
Did you see the mini cruise ship that was in the harbor?
No.
Well, down at the end of the dock was... like a 1/8 size cruise ship, a tiny little, but those are the people that come in, and I believe they get foreign business.
Yeah, but not all the way from Japan.
I have no idea.
That's
where
a long ride.
The tsunami washed them over.
There was a foreign influence in town.
Absolutely.
Yesterday.
Yes,
there
was.
And their money's green.
That's right.
Bar Harbor, a international destination.
Yeah. What I thought is that, and you were a little distraught when we got there, that they had just on the main, I guess the main drag that faces the harbor itself.
They completely transformed it.
They've done hotels and condos.
It's pretty. It's nice.
Well, yeah, and it really matches. You know, when you put up, you know, condos out of concrete, that really matches a 200-year-old town.
No, I mean the town in general.
The town itself is great, but
it's looked the same. Here's the problem I have. It's looked the same for 50 years that I've seen it. And then they came in, and right down on the main street across from the waterfront.
First thing you see when you come in town, yeah.
And it looks to me, well, you guys saw this. It's a new building. It's a new complex. Part of it, one's a hotel. It looks like maybe some townhouses, some condos.
Condos.
And it looked to me like what they'd done was... it was concrete with one of those facades.
Space age polymer.
Where they just made it look like, it almost like looked like a movie set.
What it looked like to me, you know what? It's a little bit better than a movie set. Much of that town to me looked like Disney. It looked like a road built by Disney.
It's what Bar Harbor is.
And, right. and it's really not fair because Disney is trying to recreate Bar Harbor. But when Bar Harbor rebuilt the condos, I don't know who to blame for this.
Right.
But they cheapened it a little bit. But once you got into the town, it was really cool.
Mm-hmm. The vistas are beautiful.
It is. I mean, you still have that.
You're still running Vista.
Which is good. What is that?
What you got there, Rod James?
Oh, you got a picture of it.
For Mike?
Whatever you just did, it sounded like an explosion.
Yeah, every time he moves.
Every time you
chair.
Move, yeah. It goes like this. Kaboom.
It was the floor.
Okay.
What's he saying? What?
He said,
he yelled at Rob and said, mute my mic.
Mute it.
Did you hear that when he got out?
The only thing that should be on microphone, which is his voice, he doesn't get on microphone.
Right. I mean, it's like I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing a lot of. He's not saying anything. He's just looking at me and bouncing.
It's the pants.
still a nice excursion, and it was quick. It was a nice turnaround.
And a nice trip, and we went to the IGA.
I think it's really important to point something out completely honestly here, and okay. I want you all to know this, okay?
Yes, yes, dear.
I am really, really trying to be nice to RJ.
I know you are.
Oh, you're working hard at it?
I am truly trying.
You know, I don't know that we mentioned this, but when,
but when I woke up, my first words, I was like, it's your daughter's.
When we,
with a big, satisfied grin, you know, and just like, what?
You see, Mike, it was after you came down and used the S word that I said that.
We had a wonderful breakfast on our way here.
What? Hold on. Okay. What does that have to do with anything?
Because you said the first word out of my mouth. I'm trying to be nice too, Mike.
No, you're not.
We had a lovely breakfast on our trip here. And at one point, Mike began a nice, well-worded, courteous apology to RJ. And within 40 seconds, it had spun into you yelling at him.
That's right.
It was, I want to say how nice it is that you've come to do all this, but why don't you? And you really ought to. And wasn't bezazah.
What time, how much sleep are you getting a night? Seriously, because you've been up, you're talking about being up at 3:45.
I get about 2 hours at a chunk, Mike.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, because he's got to use restrooms.
God, that's the frequency.
Is it because of your pee-pee thing?
Yeah, that's right.
Was that on? Well, you were always semi-nocturnal, weren't you?
Yeah, well, 7 years of working graveyard did that to me.
So you don't sleep well?
That's right.
Is that for a long time?
Several years.
I always feel like I'm interviewing a total several stranger years to come. At like a live concert.
A very long time, Mike.
Yes, okay.
Well, yeah, he's very forthcoming, just like Robert Blake.
All right. Well, you know, that leads me, you know, I think you might be pleased with me in our next segment because we're going to grade the guest.
Oh, yeah, is that time for that?
When we come back, we're going to grade the guest, and it'll be a detailed analysis of everybody and everything in this house. As day number two, and we are actually getting along fairly well.
And we have to talk about dinner last night.
Oh, that's right. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com, brought to you by the Mac Smith. If you think your Apple products are already amazing, wait till you learn what else they can do. The Mac Smith is a certified member of the Apple Consultants Network. They also repair and support Apple products. For the best tips and ideas about your Mac computers, and God, do we love ours.
Yes.
And your iPhones, your iPads, you know, you could buy some. Just come up here and get 70 of them up here. Turn to the Mac Smith. You can also get free daily updates by email. What was that boom?
That was RJ doing
RJ, a gesture. RJ, I got to ask you, brother.
Stop distracting him, please.
Exploding in the corner. But look at his...
Are those four phones?
Hold on. Every time you're moving, are you hitting it with your shoulder? Are you hitting the mic stand with your shoulder?
Something's happening.
I don't know. I can't tell, Mike.
That's
damn it.
The best answer
I don't
yet.
Know.
Okay. Do me a favor. Sit the f*** still, please. Okay? Thank you.
We're going
you can
to
also
have to bleep
get
that.
Free daily updates by email, including their new Mac Idea of the Day. Just visit MacSmithSupport.com to sign up or click their ad on our website.
I have today's Mac Idea of the Day.
Thank you.
RJB Still.
Headquartered in Portland, Maine, the Mac Smith is a proud sponsor of our upcoming visit. No, I think the audio, we tweaked it a little bit. It sounds good, except
it
for...
It sounds terrific.
Yeah, that's right. There's no way to compress that.
That's not me.
It isn't?
No, it, but...
That was you.
No, ever forward, Mike. You can't do this. No, you're mired in molasses and muck right now.
No.
Shake it off, baby.
Pollyanna, we're going to deal with this.
All right.
He has said it's not.
You will regret this.
What is causing
it? May I decode?
Yes.
What he was saying there is that time it wasn't him because it was you imitating him.
Yes. So,
but it was a pointless statement that really needs to be disregarded.
We're talking about the popping, and probably listeners aren't even going to know what we're talking about, but every time he moves and hits his mic stand, it's like a little pop. Sound that
like
we
gonk.
Get. Yeah, and
right.
We're really, really, we kind of tweaked our audio today. We're very happy with the way the studio sounds.
Nice.
And so it's been frustrating.
Yes.
And help me out. I don't want to be the only person always being the bad
it's
guy.
There.
I want you guys all just slam up.
Will you shake the mic boom? See, I don't.
Nothing.
No,
is it on?
His mic is up. Lean forward and bump the mic with your shoulder.
All right. So maybe
it's not. Occasionally the headphones do mash into it. Yes.
Maybe he's being accused. False.
Yeah.
What's going on over on your end to cause the bumping? Into?
It could be that, but I'm not doing that.
I didn't.
I'm
see
staying
you do
still.
That. No. I'm not sure what's going on.
I thought it was a floor thump.
Hit it with your shoulder.
Nothing.
Okay. Now walk around.
Now stop. You know. See, it's that.
It's the walking around. That's what it is. Yeah.
Sit down.
It's the walking around.
RJ, I want you to put
your feet up.
Put your feet in front of you. Lock your knees.
Strap your ankles with duct tape.
All right. We'll call that day number one of his very long exodus from the studio.
Oh, my
gosh. All right. It's time for grade
Let
the guest.
Let my people go.
Grade the guest.
Yes.
We can do this a number of ways.
It's going to suck.
We can all.
No, it's going to be great.
Why is this going to suck?
Because I'm a douchebag.
No, I think you're
going to get a high grade.
I think everybody scores pretty high.
So does this mean that, are we all leaning towards me being the only one that grades?
Well, you're not
the guest,
you're the host.
No, we're all going to grade.
Yeah, so we'll contribute with
Okay, I would say let's pick our favorite.
A, B, C, D, F.
Yeah, let's pick our favorite guest and then grade them first. Does that work? We'll all pick our favorites.
Or I could go first.
Okay.
Sure.
Yesterday?
Yes.
Ma chère mademoiselle, it is with deepest pride.
Be our guest.
Yes. I'm pleased you knew it.
All right. I want to say I've got a tie for the highest grades of yesterday.
Oh, great.
I think the highest grades for me yesterday of the optimum guests are going to go to Rob.
Yes.
For hanging with me in the car and being a good wingman for the daughters.
Kiss ass.
Yes.
And.
Yeah.
Buzz for making the meal.
And it was a great meal.
But yet, I got a... Buzz had a little glitch yesterday with the meal.
What?
But it still ended up being very, very good.
It was delicious. Bad.
But it's Buzz's overall, neediness that just doesn't rear its ugly head all the time.
Right. No.
But I think I've got to give Rob Spiewak and Buzz Burbank a B+ yesterday.
I'll take it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'll take it.
I would have to disagree with that.
Okay, why would that be?
Well, Rob's an A-OK guy. He's been great. Mm-hmm. Buzz actually made an amazing meal with you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't have to wash dishes because you made the actual meal.
Yes.
And I think 8 people ate last night, if I'm not mistaken.
It felt like the dishes were 40 people.
Yeah, yes. So the prep dishes, when you make a meal, you have to think about the cleanup.
Right.
Yes.
He must have used at least 16 prep dishes on top of the eight dishes we used.
Who did?
Buzz.
Mr. Buzz Burbank.
You prep dishes. Okay, I didn't know that. I wasn't aware.
I know of 3, maybe 4 that I used.
There are so many dishes that we washed. Unless nothing was washed during the day, we might have missed out.
No.
I think the sink was clean after breakfast, was it?
Yes, it was. Yes.
Yeah, because we washed so many. Mike, I'm telling you, it was unbelievable. If there was a long kitchen and there might have been 20 people staying here, that's how it felt like we were washing.
It
was
a lot of dishes. Like it's never ending.
Yes.
But I think based on preparing the meal and the meal being
a success,
I'm going to give the B+ to Mr. Buzz Burbank and Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Thank you very much. I'd like to give the host an A.
Thank you very much. God bless you, ass. But anyway, a good solid B goes to Oscar Santana for running with my daughters and absolutely. Involving them
and
in,
buying you a lottery ticket.
Yes.
Kiss ass.
Face.
So face.
Face.
The next grade, of course, is a C. And that, of course, goes to Mr. RJ Diaz.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
And that grade won't change for the rest
middle
of the
road. Middle of the road.
Very solid.
That he doesn't really do anything outside of the, once the show's done, he's just there. He points and he doesn't really do.
A rock solid C.
He doesn't really do anything wrong and he doesn't do anything right.
A rock solid 79% will get him right into Virginia Commonwealth University.
Yes.
And a degree in 5 years.
And you know, in the business sector, they call that acceptable.
Yeah. And that's really, that's you.
He did a nice
job
taping the wires.
But I always strive to be. A little higher than that, Mike. Come on.
He is acceptable.
Now, if anybody could offer anything for Mr. Diaz that would indicate whether he should have a higher grade or a lower grade,
I move for a C+.
Now, why do you move?
On what basis,
give me
sir?
Something that he did.
He got our studio looking pretty sharp.
Yeah.
He did you know do that what? On his own.
Rob, I'm going to go along with that.
The sound is
I
good.
I forgot to mention
everything
that
during
the show yesterday, at some point yesterday, RJ nailed down all the cabling in here and made it actually look like a real studio.
And also, I will say this, RJ has been busting his hump to make sure we all have as much internet access as possible.
That's true.
You know what? Congratulations, RJ. Mr. Spiewak has raised your grade to a C+.
All righty then.
Acceptable
I strive
plus.
For a B.
I'm going to take it back to a C.
Oh, oh
Oscar, boy. Man. Okay.
But one, because I think Diaz has...
Diaz, and let's do refer Diaz. To him as Diaz.
And I love it when the Hispanics
Thank
turn
you.
On each
Santana.
Other.
Santana.
I would like to take his grade back to a C or something.
Latin on Latin violence.
He's a great man.
Great man.
He's a good friend, and I learned that. Yes. I've been learning that along this trip.
Yes.
But he's got a nervous... tick that doesn't allow him to pull into a parking space.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
RJ, it's OCD. Sorry, Oscar has brought that back down to a C.
All wrong.
He is the backer. Wrong.
He's Carla, got a backup in every
park. Everywhere.
Carla right. considers that, and I am next to her in total agreement.
What?
The ultimate douchebag move in an automobile is the individual that compulsively backs into a space.
You just said the key word. It's not so bad backing in now and again, but he's obsessed with it.
Yeah. You only back in when it's absolutely necessary for a reason. He backs in everywhere he goes, and it is, RJ, you know what it is? And I'm being serious here.
What?
It is complete and total disregard for other people that are around you.
I totally disagree with you, Mike.
I'm ready to hear your
defense.
Well,
no, and let me throw this in before you defend, because I want to give you full time for counterpoint. Mike and I had this conversation at your sister's house yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The reason for backing in, the most valid reason, is the fast getaway.
Right.
Which
you are really sort of biologically prevented from doing.
Never accomplished.
Oh, my God.
So now I'm ready for your counterpoint. And remember, I moved to move you up to a C+. I'm your friend.
No, none of this fast getaway nonsense.
Okay, what's your reason then?
When you park a car in a parking lot,
car.
Do you actually back up at some point in time?
Yes.
Yes, when you leave, right?
Right.
And when you're leaving, you're sticking the rear end of the car out into the pathway where other cars might be that you cannot see very well.
But you're doing that when you're parking in the spot.
Bingo.
So I'm going into the spot and I can see everyone.
But you're usually doing up to like a 3-point turn just to back into the spot.
Yeah, it's like Austin Powers.
It makes it worse.
And if you're talking convenience and like time saving, which is not on any one of your priority levels, you do this because you like to. You don't help anybody else in the parking lot, and it is easier to back out of a space and less time consuming to back out of a space and just get going than it is to, you know, narrow your butt into that little space.
I double dog dared him to pull in.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Just
when
to see if he could.
Well,
yeah, it's
and
OCC. It's
and I said, you can't do it. You can't do it. And I thought he was going to do it. No, but he pulled in and then backed up right again.
What? So do you think it's convenient for other drivers?
When there's no other drivers around, who am I affecting?
That's not the question I asked you.
When there's no other drivers around, your original argument fails because if there's no other drivers, you're not pulling into traffic.
But then I'm not having to back out when I return to the vehicle to leave.
Let me ask you this. What? I did not ask the question. My question was, do you think it's convenient for other people around you? That's that question lends itself to the fact that, yes, there are people around you. And you do it regardless. There could be 3,000 people. You would do it in the Tyson's Corner lot on Christmas Eve. You do it whenever you do it.
If
why,
there was a spot available.
Because you wouldn't care about the inconvenience that it brings to other people.
Your question was, is it convenient to other people? I say yes, because when I pull out, I'm not having to look for people who are walking behind me in the cars.
No, you're having to look for them when you back in, when you arrive at the space.
I can see them eyes, not with the mirrors. Mike.
You're doing it when it takes more time, and it's actually more difficult when you do that. What it is, you know what it is? Ross Spiewak?
What is it?
It is a John Popism.
John Popism.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
You know, I think you may be. It's a labor-saving effort.
It is a labor-saving effort.
And
it
granted,
is a lazy man's parking.
I will say this.
How is that labor-saving?
Well, you
explain
know,
it to him.
The paperwork after you kill the pedestrian. I will say this. As far as, and I've been with RJ for a couple of years now.
Yes.
I've never seen him kill a pedestrian.
And RJ,
that's true, not
so
one.
It's
and
great.
Incidentally, when people say, hey, don't pick on RJ, and RJ says that to everybody up here, RJ's been with me on more vacations than anybody.
Yes.
All of us combined.
So just in case everybody thinks I hate RJ, I don't hate RJ. I just really don't like him.
The executive producer of the G. Gordon Liddy program, which I don't know about you guys, I miss. Well, his name was John Pop.
Right.
And still John is. Pop had a way. No, he doesn't produce it anymore.
His name is still John Pop. Sorry.
He had a way about him. He would do a job in a way that would take twice as long if it resulted in less effort.
Exactly.
Right.
And he had what we called the labor-saving cart.
Do you think there is a correlation here?
I think that in a way, backing in is all told, less effort, even if it takes longer and results in less deaths of pedestrians.
RJ?
I disagree.
Okay. And why?
Again, I hold my story is the same. It's easier to back in and leave.
For you.
Pulling out.
For
no,
you.
It's safer to do it.
No, I disagree.
Either way, you're backing safer. Up.
You're yeah. backing up either way, and it is more time consuming to back into a space than it is to back out.
Because you have to hit it just
maybe
right.
Maybe for
right.
some people, but I happen to be an expert.
No. All right, settle. Let me ask a question. Will you entertain a question, Mario Andretti?
Okay.
Let me ask this, Jeff Gordon.
I got one more point.
Let me ask this, okay. though. It is easier, yes or no, to drive a car forward.
Cars are meant to go forward.
I didn't ask you what they're meant to do. I said, is it easier to drive a car forward?
Certainly. Okay. Yes.
Would yes kill him?
Nah.
Okay. It's easier to drive Possibly. A car forward, okay? The hardest part of parking is A, going into a small spot, or B, going into a large open area. What's harder?
Small spot.
Aha! So, the target is the parking spot that is small, right?
Narrow, yes.
Yeah, smaller than the parking lot. So, you want to take the way that is easiest to maneuver a car, which was forward.
Well, you say forward.
Sabi-ziba. Forward.
Sabi-ziba.
Forward. So, when space is an issue and it's accuracy and we've got to live for the moment and you've got to get in the spot, you should be going forward. Then, when you compromise your abilities and you're backing up to the grand open space, then you can back up. And please still don't hit a pedestrian. But RJ, I'm sorry, you're wrong.
Okay. If you think I'm wrong, that's your prerogative.
No.
But I still disagree with you.
You're wrong. You're wrong about
can
that.
Can you physically pull into a spot, though?
Of course.
Or will it like mind F you? Like,
yeah, do you think this
would
is
your
something?
Head explode?
Would it kill you if you pulled in forward to a spot and didn't back in?
I have no problem pulling forward in. I back in because it's easier to leave and safer. Period. I rest my case.
You know what? I'm going to go along with that, and I think you park any way you want, and that's why starting when we get back to the house in Buzz Burbank,
yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You have now been moved to the front of the house in back of Rob Spiewak, where you will be able to park your car on the street, get out, and walk right into the front door. And RJ, I invite you every day to back into the carport.
Nice.
Well, if I'm there first, I'm going to park in the front.
No.
You
no,
see,
no,
that's
no.
not what was just put in front of you. Who no. says certainly?
No.
Certainly.
Certainly.
No, if I have to go out and get traffic cones, I will. And well, I will wait.
That'd be nice.
Now, hold on. Traffic cones.
And when I looked at Buzz, though, another man who flirts with obsessive
yes.
disorder.
Well, but then we
Buzz,
all do.
Are you concerned with parking that car out on the main drag?
Well, after what happened to you guys' cars, yes, a
see,
little bit.
See, I knew
yeah.
that.
Uh-huh. But you see, the odds of that happening, one in a million. We've That's already true. We've
had
already
the
done
1 million.
That. Yeah.
Well,
we're out of habit, I will probably still pull into the carport.
Yeah, that was fun. All right.
Can I add one more thing?
With the, you know, far yes, be it from Oscar. Me to you know involve the two elderly people on the show.
It's together. Convenience. Yes. Because, and I don't know if it's smart or it's just convenience sake because you want to save labor. When RJ was parking at the motel, he would park near the back to the closest to the door to get access.
Yes.
So he'd have to walk the shortest
is that
distance
how he did
to get
it?
In there. Yes.
Because sure. he would show up and I didn't know how he did it.
Oh, that's why he didn't park in the
yes.
front
let
of
me,
the hotel.
Let me correct you. It wasn't the shortest distance. That actually happens to be further away than if I would have parked in the front. The difference was I can get into the air conditioning sooner.
Oh.
And I can bring the stuff down the stairs and go to the truck immediately.
Loading and unloading.
Okay.
I understand that. What a dildo. Anyway.
Alrighty then.
The difference was is that allowed me to take photographs at 20 minutes after 3.
Yes, thank you.
In the morning.
And now our last grade for yesterday, Brink coming in with a D.
Why?
And this is what I wrote down this morning. I changed it to make him feel better.
Oh, thank you.
I modified it to make him feel better.
What was it?
No, the bit today was not going to be grade the guest, which I changed it to. Because sometimes even I pull back when I think I don't want to be too
That's
hard
right.
on him. It was going to be a new champion in the Aloof Awards.
Oh yeah.
Was going to go to Mr. Mark Ronick, ladies and gentlemen. Mark, sleepy, walk around the house.
I was very sleepy.
Have your
last
conversations.
Yesterday.
And you know what?
Away.
Not sleepy in the traditional meaning of the show word. You weren't
right.
drunk. You were really just tired.
I was just very tired.
Mark Ronick, who was lazy and tired and slothful and, you know, and really who at the end of the evening when I was saying, okay, Buzz and I made the dinner, mm-hmm. so that means it's time for, and I looked right at Mark and went, time for you guys to do the dishes.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
And I
was already there in the kitchen when you were saying that.
You zombied around from 8 a.m. until the end of the evening.
Eating flesh.
Where you got the only thing during the entire day. It's funny. But the only thing during the entire day that even got you to open your little peepers was your little butt buddy with his explosive diarrhea.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise.
Oh, yeah. You really did come alive with that.
Mark Ronick wasn't there yesterday.
That's not true.
Yes.
But you were in your room for a very long
time.
When
we got back.
You were in your room all day while we had a lovely cocktail hour.
I did miss cocktail hour, but not all day.
And by the way, I think of all the things, of all the transgressions that anyone could do all week, that might be the cardinal sin. Because cocktail hour on the porch.
Cocktail hour.
That's the best. That's what it's all about.
Pretty significant.
Bar Harbor is just padding to get to cocktail hour.
And when we all gathered, right, including my daughters, right, all of us came down from the porch to outside of his window, mm-hmm, and yelled, "Hey, Mark,"
yes,
didn't we all think at that point
if he had done it then, his grade would have been a 6.
Yes, that's
it
right.
It still took him a half hour, 45 minutes
it
to show up.
He backed downstairs.
He did. He backed downstairs.
That was after I sent him a text. Downstairs anytime soon?
Oh, right. And that I will. You know what? I'll cop to being the laziest move of all yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Is when we were all bitching about Mark not being here, and it would have been really easy for any of us to go upstairs to fetch him, but instead of me texting him, RJ, text him.
Yeah. Text him.
No. I outsourced my texting.
So those are our grades, ladies and gentlemen.
Congratulations, everybody. Yay.
Tomorrow you might think, hey, am I immune from everything? No, tomorrow it's grade Mike's mood.
Oh, good.
So we will
and
be
point values
Mike's
are
mood.
Doubled.
And, and by the way, bonus points for your daughters who've brought a lot to the conversation on our porch sitting out there in the evenings, having our drinks and stuff. It's been delightful conversing.
They're great.
With them.
I was concerned that they'd be bored to tears, that they'd be out of their minds, and the girls have been having a good time. Seriously, this is not bit or shtick or anything, which everything else was. But the fact is, I appreciate it, Oscar, that you're hanging out and running with them and
They're
doing
really
that
nice.
Time. That is very, very cool. And tomorrow on the show, we're going to have a report on tomorrow's show when. Do we have capability to record at all?
Yes.
Sure.
We got to be careful
we're
with
doing
this
it
tomorrow.
Right now.
What we're doing tomorrow, I'm talking about like when we go remotely. I'm not talking about right now.
Yes, we can.
See, you were just, I was really almost like moving into a real happy space. You had to like sidetrack.
Well, we
we're
have
doing
the technology,
it right now.
Yes.
Yeah, I know we're doing it right now.
Certainly.
So tomorrow we are doing something that I think most of us are going to be involved in. And, you know, even, you know, Buzz, you and I might need to modify and try to.
I'm with you on that.
I think we might have to do it. It looks like. We're going to be watching sunrise from Cadillac Mountain.
That's right.
Oh, you decided to go.
I think.
Oh, I thought you meant you and I would stay.
No. I think.
The house.
What I think. Okay, you're not going to go?
Oh,
it
come
seems
on,
awfully
Buzz.
Early. It's early, and we're doing early show tomorrow, right?
Yeah, and,
Thursday?
And then you can nap.
No, we'll do the regular. We'll do the regular start time.
You can nap with him. I mean, you got all day. This is the one time in your life you've been in this state. You are within a short drive of the most eastern part of the United States.
Clearly, you're not allowed to nap in this house, so you can't nap afterwards.
Oh,
otherwise,
meow,
you're going to get
meow,
S.
Meow, meow,
what
meow.
I said.
The one thing I love
you
is how
incredible
you,
Mike,
you were talking for weeks about how everybody you can do what you want,
free
take
time,
a nap, relax.
Right.
And so I said, oh, here's my first day where I've got an hour or
cocktail
two
hour.
I can take a nap, and
you
now I'm getting S for it.
You miss cocktail hour, though.
You know what? You get a nap every
day.
You get a nap every single day. It's during this show. So don't worry. Don't worry about it. The fact is, I think that if we can record it, we might have a good chunk of watching the sun where we all go, ooh, ah.
And it is the first place in North America where you see the sunrise.
The problem is,
yes,
if we go like over to the top of Cadillac Mountain where all the nature lovers are over there doing this and we start flapping our gums, that's not going to be
well, you know what they can do? They can kiss my ass.
Rob?
Oh,
tomorrow,
boy.
Tomorrow, the Mike O'Mara Show crew will be the first people in the United States to see the sun.
Yes. And I've already called it on the ride up. I want to be standing closer to the sun than everyone because I want to see it first.
I felt as though I was this morning. The sun comes up around 4 here. I
think it does.
Like.
But technically, what time is it tomorrow morning?
5:15.
Yeah. Where the sun will actually rise.
Yes.
That's right.
So we are going to be leaving the house at 4 a.m. to go to the top of to go to the top of the mountain. And then we will report on it tomorrow.
It's really going to be great.
And remember, don't let me forget this tomorrow. It's grade my mood.
That's right. Mike's mood.
Very good. We will come back.
Can we let Perry Como take us to spots?
Yes, we will.
Nice.
What,
I
RJ?
Had one thing I wanted to ask.
Of course. Make sure you
know, of course he does because it's time to go to break.
Well, because you didn't let me finish earlier. I say we do the show as soon as we get back.
I agree with that.
Because that way we're up
and
with
energy. And you don't have to prepare news tomorrow.
Okay.
The news will be
just
the sunrise.
Hang out and panel with us.
Now that's my nervous twitch. Okay. That's my compulsion.
And I'll tell you what, Buzz. It's okay. You can do news. Just do it later. I can read it to
I
me.
I can prep it tonight.
No. You get into your computer and we'll just go to you and say, is there anything going on?
Mm-hmm.
And do it that way if you want. I'm trying to make your life easier.
I understand.
Ooh.
Yes.
Can he still write a newscast and deliver it during cocktail hour? Just for us.
If he needs to.
I just want a kicker.
I have this need.
Yes.
We can record it too.
Buzz?
Yes.
Now, this is to, you know, we've had discussions about it. I want to make sure you're comfortable.
Uh-huh.
I want to make sure your life is as easy as possible.
Yes.
Are you down with going on the field trip to watch the sun tomorrow?
I will go.
You will go?
Yeah.
Then I'm here to say, as far as anything else, as far as when we do the show, how it works, if Buzz is coming with us, it's your call on how we do it. We will work everything else around your system there because that's my commitment.
Well, that's very nice. And conversely, I will try to accommodate the group in every way I can.
All right. So if there's a chance we might come back and do a very testy, sleepy, right after sunrise show.
What do you mean by that?
I might stay home tomorrow. I don't know.
Shut up, Rob. We'll come back with the Audio Vault right after this.
Yay.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com, live from Maine. This segment, Rob's Magic Audio Vault, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream.
Yeah.
Spencer and Devon uses natural ingredients. Got a lot of those up here in Maine. Aloe, shea butter. They have a big shea butter farm up here. No harsh chemicals.
It was delicious on the lobster.
Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream is good to your
face.
Whether you have a tough beard, sensitive skin, or both got bumps.
Or crevasses.
You got bumps.
Get Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream in sage brush, or spice, or completely unscented. Read their story. It's a dandy. At SpencerDevon.com. Or click their ad on our website. Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream. Smooth the Savage Blade. Yes, I did mention this briefly. I was up at 3:30 this morning with a little issue.
Oh,
that
man.
And maybe it was after talking to Mark Ronick's radio partner, Lowell Melser, who called us last night and texted us. And we were all texting Lowell and walking him through his explosive watery diarrhea.
Can I mention one quote that I took away from it? He said, like, peeing from the big hole.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my.
Lowell Melser. Funny man.
Very
yes,
funny.
He is.
And taking all of our texts, he took all our texts on. It was great.
Yeah. I believe the joy we gave him was reciprocated.
Yes, I agree.
And we had a good time. But that's not why we're here. We're here for Rob's Magic Audio Vault.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Good news, Mike. Donald Trump has issued a statement regarding the new Batman movie.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and the reason he's doing it is because his building is in it.
Okay.
Trump Tower is in it. But you know how he always talks so stupid?
Yes.
Yeah, well, he's up to his old tricks.
Many people have been asking me to review things, especially movies. So last night, I went...
Many
people have been asking me to review things.
Mm-hmm. Like what? Movies?
Stuff?
Many people have been asking me to review things, especially movies. So last night, I went to the opening of The Dark Knight Rises, which is commonly known as the Batman movie.
Commonly known.
Thanks, Donald.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for
enlightening
us.
Movie.
Thank you.
And I'll tell you, it was really terrific. But what was...
Terrific.
Man, thanks so much. Thanks, DRG.
Hey, was it terrific? No, it was really terrific.
Really amazing.
Really?
Was the fact that the cinematography, what they did was incredible. You couldn't have done it 3 years ago. You couldn't have done it 2 years ago. The technology was amazing. The movie is really worthwhile seeing. And most importantly, Trump Tower, my building, plays a role.
That is most important.
Thanks, DRG.
It really is worthwhile. Cinematography, what they did, great.
Attaboy, DRG.
Here's my list. Things I'll say, then I'll tell you what I said. You know what he says a lot?
What?
Really. He says really a lot. It's really good.
He is DRG.
He really is dumb
rich guy.
Dumb rich guy.
Out of touch.
Now, I think his original show is about your era, but you probably didn't see the second run of Mr. Wizard that used to run on Nickelodeon. Did you watch it, Mark?
No, I never did.
I liked
it. Fictional character.
No, a real guy, Don Herbert.
And
his name
and the same.
Not that kind of wizard.
And the same old guy, right?
Yeah, and a really old guy. They've done a great compilation on YouTube.
Was Oscar thinking about the Grand Wizard?
No, he was thinking about... Do you remember when we played Pyramid and they said, name a fictional character? He said, a wizard.
A wizard.
famous fictional
character.
A famous fictional character.
Right.
Well, he was very smart. He did help a lot of kids. He taught a lot of kids science, but apparently he had some other moments.
When you put it together, he was dealing with real kids. And one that I remember, they were trying to teach you how to learn the volume of your body using water displacement. And I watched this over and over again because it was funny because it was a little kid having to dunk into a tub. He said, "A few more dunks and you'll have it, Billy." He said, "But it's really cold, Mr. Wizard." Here's a compilation of Don Herbert, Mr. Wizard, being a condescending jerk face.
See those two pins, Stacy?
Yes.
Well, today I'm going to stick them in you.
Look at all the paper you wasted.
Wow. You count that as a fold?
That's a no. Okay. Because I already see that it's not random.
Don't jump to conclusions.
Why isn't it random? I told you to write down random numbers.
So is he a dick?
Little bit of times. I think he lacked patience, but then when you're dealing with non-showbiz kids, he was dealing with real kids.
Right.
Probably that would try anybody's patience.
Oh, yeah, but he sounds kind of like Dickie.
Yeah, well, he's old. Yeah.
These are isolated moments, but still.
You mean not exactly. Can you see it or can't you?
Well, you're right, but for the wrong reason. Sounds logical, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's wrong.
Have you ever seen a sliced banana before?
You can't blow up a baby's nursing nipple? Well, you have one of those inside your head.
I do?
Yeah, it's called a brain. Come on, Eugene. Come on.
Turn it over here like that and pull it straight up.
No confidence in the science at all.
You don't seem to have a great deal of confidence.
But it might come back and hit my face.
There, it's popped off.
Oh,
wow. Hit you right on the head, too.
That brought him joy.
It did. I don't know that he liked the kids that much. Elton John is a gay.
Yes.
Really?
And he said that they never made
You had a nose itch there, right? I mean, I thought you were saying Elton John and you were doing some sort of pantomime.
No, it was that was just for the pause.
During the dramatic pause.
Elton John.
I wasn't sure what he was doing.
He also did a lot of blows, so maybe it was a cocaine gesture.
Very good.
But Elton John was asked why he never came out officially.
Earlier.
And he said, he said in 1976, he just assumed everyone knew.
Nobody asked me. When Cliff Jar asked me in Rolling Stone, "I'm going to ask you a question, but if you don't want to answer it, I'm going to turn the tape recorder off." And I said, "You're going to ask me if I'm gay or not." And he said, "How did you know that?" I said, "I've been waiting for people to ask me that." I said, "It's not exactly a secret. I live with my manager. I'm openly gay outside. I don't have a girlfriend. And nobody's ever actually out. I just thought it was common knowledge."
So he just assumed everyone knew, and they, I guess, but people didn't really make a big deal about coming out in the 70s,
Wasn't Elton John one of the very, very first famous people?
He was. In fact, I did a show called Music News back in that day, and when he came out in 76, that was a big story. That
Huge
was a
story.
Lead story, yes.
And he is gay, and he's still gay.
Yes, he is.
And that's fine.
And a fine gay.
One of the best. You know who's not gay is Mark Hamill, who played Luke Skywalker.
Yes.
Could be, though.
Yes, I hope so. But he's at Comic-Con right now, and that's in San Francisco every year, I think. San Diego.
All over here.
And he's making political statements, and I like Star Wars as much as the next guy.
Mm-hmm.
But really, this is a guy that's getting coverage because this is his opinion of Mitt Romney.
If you don't vote for Barack Obama, you're insane. Because without him, I think the middle class will completely disappear. And you look at Romney, and I'm sure he's a nice guy, but I think he's like the Thing. He only imitates human behavior. He's not actually human himself. Do you know he had lemonade on the campaign trail last week? He said, "Lemon, wet, good." Really? He said that. So God bless him. I'm enjoying him running for office.
So
is he loaded when he's saying that? He sounds drunk.
No, I'd like to say that he is gay after listening to that.
And didn't he get in a horrible car crash?
Yeah, between Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back. He looked different between the two movies.
He did.
Also, someone that you want to take political advice, Mike, is a brilliant mind, Chuck Woolery, who has come out. And you remember him from Love Connection?
Yeah, I love Chuck. Big watch.
Yeah, he's coming out against Michael Moore. He doesn't care for Michael Moore's politics.
Hmm. Today, I want to talk to you about America's biggest hypocrite.
Oh, and I do want to call attention.
That's Chuck?
This is Chuck Woolery. I love the fact that he's issued this. But
all I heard was like the little Revolutionary War drums in the background.
Yes. But it gets better because they start interspersing actual game show sound effects, which really gives him credence.
Today, I want to talk to you about America's biggest hypocrite. No, not Al Gore. Not Nancy Pelosi. I'm talking about Michael Moore. Recently, Moore descended from his luxurious penthouse apartment to speak out for the Occupy Wall Street movement. He's just like the rest of them.
Is he doing a Walter Cronkite?
He's worth millions.
Don't know.
He vilifies companies and the laws that protect them, even after he accepts film tax credits from the state of Michigan. It seems that being a good hypocrite is good business. I'm Chuck Woolery, saving America. one hypocrite at a time.
Let's hear that one more time.
I'm glad Chuck Woolery's speaking up.
Well, you know, I just want to know what Peter Tamarkin thinks about the election.
The last time Moore missed a meal, Moses was getting snubbed by one of Obama's ancestors.
Even better than a fat joke, it's a racist fat joke.
It's a racist fat joke, which is why Chuck feels the way he feels.
And I would like to close with something Conan did last night. We are not in touch with a lot of news right now as far as breaking news. When you got your weather update, was it about Tropical Storm Fabio?
No, it was actually just about a storm coming.
Do we have a tropical storm
down east?
Well, no, not down here, not here. But down south, there's Tropical Storm Fabio.
My question would be Sunday evening.
Sunday evening, I think we'll be fine.
Okay. It's diminishing.
Let me check my weather app.
Thanks so much. Fabio is shrinking. It's diminishing.
Good to hear. Yeah. But we have some breaking coverage of Tropical Storm Fabio, courtesy of Conan O'Brien.
Kind of serious. Right now in the Pacific Ocean, there's a tropical storm that the Weather Service has named Tropical Storm Fabio. Yeah, they say it's gathering strength in the Pacific. Now, for those of you in the path of Tropical Storm Fabio,
what should we do?
According to the Weather Channel, this is what you can expect.
I will start by hugging your person.
And it is Fabio on a Weather Channel set.
That's will make you wet. I will pound your post really hard with my big, big waves. Over and over and over. I will come in to your port and rock your boats all night long. And I'll destroy your school.
Will rock your boats night long.
Is Fabio one of those foreign accent guys that gets a heavier accent the older he gets?
I think it got worse after he got hit in the face by the goose on the roller coaster at Busch Gardens.
Oh, that's right.
That, Mike, that is your Magic Audio Ball.
Hey. Thank you, Rob. We will take a break and come back with Buzz's news right after that. This, that.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Hey, everybody, I got news for you.
News?
I think, Mark Ronick, would it be safe to say that when we return by maybe the end of next week, we will have buttoned up a location for our fabulous West Coast live show in Reno, Nevada?
Before this show, I would have said yes, but during this show, after hearing how antisocial I am, I'm not going to be dealing at all with Reno for the rest of the week.
Very good. All right, so that's Mark Ronick. Next week, I will be calling the locations myself.
That'll be great.
And thank you for your service to the show, Mark.
Well, Mark has lined up a lot of great hotels in Reno, all of them with comfortable beds.
Yes.
Let me just say, I wish, honest to God, in all seriousness, we all wish that we could make a definitive statement about it, but there are a lot of I's that have to be dotted and T's that have to be crossed, but it is still moving in a direction where we're kind of excited
looks
about this.
Yes, and to be serious, yes, I think by the time we're back, we'll have an answer.
And if it is the venue that we're pretty close to saying yay to, this is going to be fun, and I think you won't have any trouble finding it.
All right.
Tropical Storm Fabio off the coast of Mexico and Guatemala.
Oh, so it is a Pacific
storm. Is your family okay?
All right. Yes.
Oh, God.
That's nice. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's bring him in here. He is coming to watch the sunrise
yay!
With us.
Yay!
And no one could be more excited about it. Here's Buzz Burbank.
That's right.
Well, he's seen much more of them than any of us.
We're all that. I challenge both of you to a foot race. We're brought to you today by TwizGrid. TwizGrid is a new free app for your iPad or iPhone that displays Twitter photos in a user-friendly format. We're using it here so you can easily view and enlarge pictures of our trip. You'll find it in the iTunes App Store under What's Hot. TwizGrid is an official sponsor of this trip to Maine, and you can use it to track all of our adventures in real time, including those great sunrise shots tomorrow morning.
They're going
to
be great. Great.
Boy, I hope so. The one concern I have is if we get up there and it's...
Well, I tell you foggy. What, we'll be able to determine the nature of the fog before we leave the house.
Yes.
We can see the mountain from the house.
Mountain.
And if it looks foggy, maybe we'll say, next year. No.
Back to bed.
Oscar says it rises over the fog.
Over the fog.
What I'm doing is I'm helping him to be positive about it, Oscar. It'll be fine.
Sorry. Just open the Mike O'Mara Show album and you're there. With TwizGrid, you don't have to have a Twitter account to check out the pictures. If you do have a Twitter account, though, you can post comments on our photos and be part of this trip to Maine. That's TwizGrid, TwizGrid. Find it in the App Store or just click the ad on our website.
What's the matter, RJ? Why are you going F?
Because I hit the microphone again.
Yeah, you did.
How's your belly, Mike? How's your belly?
What?
How's your belly doing?
It's good. I had the frosted mini wheats. The frosted mini wheats.
Julia's favorite.
I went with fiber. I went with high fiber, and I believe I've solved the problem.
Nice.
You know what? I don't blame the lobster. You know what I blame? The corn.
You know what? You might be right.
Yeah. You've been eating lobster all your life.
Hey, Buzz's steak, phenomenal.
Oh, amazing.
And mushrooms.
Maine lobster, amazing.
Corn on the cob. Corn, yes,
yeah.
It was.
Bah. Yeah.
The corn, not so much. Didn't like the corn.
Undercooked, maybe? Maybe yeah. Undercooked
well,
a bit.
Well, and maybe just the quality of the corn itself.
Yeah, maybe
we'll
so.
We'll see what happens.
Well, yeah, we reported on corn yesterday.
How did it look this morning, Mike?
Pretty good. Much better. No longer undercooked.
No matter how much you chew it, your stomach can put it back together.
Let's have some good news first.
Remains intact.
Home builders in this country have slapped up most houses last month than they have in any month in the last 4 years. That's a sign the housing market is starting to come back, even though experts say it's still just about half of what we once considered normal. Still, housing starts were up nearly 7% in June. That's big. In case there was any doubt, most Americans do favor taxing the rich to help get us out of this jam. A new Pew Research poll shows that most of us think it would help the economy, not hurt it, as Republicans have argued. Fewer than 1 in 4 of us think letting taxes go up on the rich would be unfair or hurt job creation.
Does seem kind of logical.
I think we should tax the residents of Bar Harbor.
I agree. Some of those houses?
Yes.
Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Martha Stewart lives over there.
Martha.
Right.
It's been a busy 24 hours in the campaign against the reelection of Barack Obama. Former New Hampshire Governor John Sununu says Obama needs to, quote,
Sununu.
Says he needs to, quote, learn to be an American.
Yeah.
He says Obama hails from Chicago, where the words politician and felon are synonymous. He says Obama's remarks about the economy are dumb and that Obama has no idea how the American economy functions. Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, Deputy Dog, says Obama's birth certificate made public last year is,
was
quote,
that planned, do you think?
I don't know. Did you guys plan that?
A little bit.
That's pretty good.
That was good.
Yeah. Arpaio says that birth certificate we all have seen now is, quote, a computer-generated forgery.
What?
Here's tape of that from Rob.
Yeah, here's Joe Arpaio.
As we suspect, it is a fraudulent document. My original intent was to clear the president of the United States.
Right.
But the investigation initiated by our cold case posse found far too many problems on the birth certificate.
Deputy Dog.
I love Arizona, but they should just secede from the union.
Oh, absolutely.
They've thought about it.
Just get out of here.
God, let's give them to Canada. Canada, take it. There it's fine. You can have it.
And like the Trump thing, it's like, we found far too many.
Really? You know,
really,
that,
really
I saw the birth
many.
Certificate. It was really terrific.
Never anything specific. There just seemed to be it looked pinky.
Also, he and a muskrat did indeed steal chickens from a hen house.
Let's go more highbrow.
Okay.
Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, he's great.
Says the new Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises, takes a swing at Mitt Romney by naming its bad guy Bane, as in Mitt Romney's Bane capital. Never mind the movie was made 2 years ago.
Yeah, never mind that that's a character that was created 30 years ago.
Bane was in the Schwarzenegger one,
that's
wasn't
right.
it? With Uma Thurman? Anyway, here's Rush from yesterday.
Thank you.
Please enjoy his frequent pauses.
There's one now.
Yeah, frequent pauses. Where are we at here?
These dates been not
forgiven. As we suspect.
This is
have you heard this new movie, the Batman movie? What is the Dark Knight Lights Up or so? Whatever the name of it is.
The Dark Knight Lights Up.
Sparks
that's
up.
Right. Dark Knight Rises, Lights Up, same thing.
Yeah, duh.
Right.
Do you know the name of the villain in this movie? Bane. The villain in The Dark Knight Rises is named Bane. B-A-N-E.
Do you want me to pause this because of the pace he's
moving? Let's hear the jackass bloviating.
What is the
dude.
Name of the venture capital firm that Romney ran and around which there's now this make-believe controversy? Bane. The movie has been in the works for a long time. The release date's been known, summer 2012, for a long time. Do you think that it is accidental that the name of the really vicious, fire-breathing, four-eyed, whatever it is, villain in this movie is named Bane?
Somebody else made that happen.
Rush Limbaugh.
Man.
How about that?
Is he sounding more desperate?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's really, that's like a conspiracy theory. You grasp
at anything you can to incite ignorant people, and you do that with ignorance.
But you've got people, seriously, that will sit at their dinner table and they will parrot everything that comes out of that douchebag's mouth.
I have people in my family that will do that.
On the other side, and Rush alluded to this, the Obama campaign is still pressuring Romney to release more of his tax returns as questions linger about the outsourcing of jobs by Mitt's company and about his offshore investments. You may hear today about a new think tank warning of the dangers of legalizing marijuana. The American Enterprise Institute says weed will be harder for the federal government to control as states begin to decriminalize it. Three states are close to doing that now: Washington, Colorado, and Oregon. AEI warns this could drive down the price of pot by as much as 25%. What the United Press International fails to report today...
Now he woke up.
...is that the American Enterprise...
Hit the microphone stand again, RJ.
That's right.
I didn't hit it. No, I didn't.
No.
Sorry, Buzz.
What you won't hear in these reports today is that the American Enterprise Institute is run by Newt Gingrich, John Bolton, and other conservatives, and that it formulated most of the policies of the most recent Bush administration.
Bush.
AEI claims to stand for individual freedom and limited government, but also capitalism and private enterprise. A new survey in Canada, by the way, has most of its citizens now favoring decriminalization.
Oh, yeah, F you, Canada.
Other news.
You know, I think anybody who looks at that Mexican cartel thing would think, hopefully, if they decriminalize it, it would be helpful.
The shooting would stop. Mm-hmm.
Kind of remove some of the mob action in the 1930s, Mike.
Amen.
Other news. The Boy Scouts of America says it will keep its policy of banning homosexuals. And although Viacom...
I know why that made me laugh.
And although Viacom...
I mean, the idea... Well, hold on a second. The idea of the Boy Scouts banning homosexuals... I mean, you know, it's not like what their policy is has anything to do with who gets involved in the Boy Scouts.
No, but it would allow for three new merit badges.
I can think of four. And although Viacom has finally put The Daily Show and The Colbert Report back online, the fight between Viacom and DirecTV continues. On his return from vacation, Jon Stewart ripped into both companies saying, and I quote, "What are you doing here? You've got ad campaigns telling people to rise up like it's some kind of basic cable Arab Spring. I've got news for you. It's not. None of this matters. None of this is indispensable."
Jon Stewart's got balls.
Yep.
I like that.
And he's right.
Thank God he's got balls.
And finally, sexy news from around the world. At an amusement park in China.
Yes. Oh, they're the best kind.
Always a good start, isn't
it?
It
is, yeah.
Now offering discounts to female visitors who wear mini skirts. No. Eager male employees are standing by with tape measures just to make sure the skirts meet the 38 inches or less requirement.
Nice. Panda Express, bitches.
And in New Zealand, hookers keep breaking the street signs, but not by leaning on them. They're breaking the signs by using them to do pole dances to attract customers.
Hello.
Oh, man.
New Zealand. Are you busy tonight?
Way to go, Kiwis.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show in Maine.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by Cloris Perry Mitchell. Medical malpractice happens even at military facilities. KPM, they are experienced, passionate representation with some of the biggest personal injury and medical malpractice awards in the area. KPM, where you talk to a professional, not an operator, and the conversations are free. KPM, other firms send their toughest cases there. And they've got the resources to take on the biggest defendants. With 30 years service to the community, Clores Perry Mitchell, 202-628-8100 or Clores.com for more information. Each case is unique. Case results. I have to do it the right way. Each case is unique. Case results. Each case is unique. Case results depend on various factors. Past performance not indicative of future results. Scott Perry, attorney at law. RJ, don't hit the microphone anymore. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
Tonight.